The emergency room at University of Iowa hospitals and clinics is often a busy place. And when this alarm sounds, it signals a personal injury vehicle accident. TraumaHawk, as it's called, relays photos of the crash scene to emergency room doctors like Chris Burrish.
We can look at the crashes and the way that the car has been deformed in the crash and start thinking, gosh, you know, it looks like they could have a pelvic injury or they could have a bad head injury. We really have to worry about sort of their ribs or their liver based on the way that the car has been crumpled.
Burrish explains the images help answer questions about what resources may be needed even before victims are transported.
Do we need to send a helicopter after this person, or is an advanced ambulance okay, or even a basic ambulance? Should they go to a smaller, close-by hospital? Should they bypass that to go to a higher-level trauma center that may be further away?
TraumaHawk is funded by the Iowa Department of Transportation. UI vehicle safety researcher Dan McGeehee is helping coordinate the project. He says the information gathered not only helps with immediate patient care, it can possibly be used in the future by automotive designers.
This project is really about understanding injury mechanisms from the crush of the vehicle. And so rather than telemedicine that actually beams information, you know, vital signs and so forth about a patient, this is about sort of understanding what kinds of injuries may have occurred based on those crush patterns.
35 Iowa Highway Patrol troopers throughout eastern Iowa currently use TraumaHawk. Trooper Eric Payne has been on board since it was first rolled out in 2013. He says they're constantly providing feedback to the university and the DOT.
And they did an excellent job of tailoring that to kind of our needs, developing this app on the iPhone so that we could have something that was functional for us. Because obviously if it's not working well for us, we're less apt to use it.
Payne says he believes TraumaHawk has helped close the gap between officers in the field and those who receive the patients in the trauma center.
This is the added step here that we can help identify injuries, give adequate notification to the hospitals that they're coming. Typically, the university may only get 5 to 8 minutes notice. Well, on a Friday or Saturday night in the University of Iowa's ER, that's not all that great.
Research data has found that without TraumaHawk, ER personnel had an average of 12 minutes lead time, and with it, preparation time expands to about 26 minutes. Dr. Burrish explains this helps the team get ready.
It doesn't change necessarily the steps that we go through because we do the same kind of evaluation all the time, but it definitely changes the model in our head of what we can expect and what we should be looking for. Mm-hmm. And so it's really very helpful.
Moving ahead, researcher McGeehee says the focus will likely be more on the vehicles.
We can centrally drape an electronic net over the car. And when the vehicle is involved in a crash, that net sort of is, you know, permeated so that we can actually visualize a 3D wireframe of the vehicle. So that would be sort of the future of how this translates. So right now we take manual photos to try to understand those crush patterns. But in the future, we could actually get that through advanced crash recorders.
McGeehee says as TraumaHawk enters its third year, more hospitals are expected to come on board. And as they do, advanced training for first responders, EMTs, and law enforcement officers will continue. In Iowa City, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.